CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins, so we're going to go through our pre-check-in list first. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Leroy. KI4LZI, that's Andy, he's over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. KW4TS, that's Jim, he's over in Pelzer. Appreciate you being here tonight, Jim. And KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Traveler's Rest, who would normally be calling this net tonight, but he has to work, so I'm filling in for him. Yep, you're stuck with me again, two nights in a row. That's our pre-check-in list. Now we're going to take a break for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure of the protocol and would like an opportunity to check into the net. This is the time for you. Just call W4DJW and give me your call sign. Okay, nothing heard there tonight, but we will continue to try. We do have an Echolink station, so we're going to let Echolink stations go next. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4NNH checking in through Echolink. Name here is Fred, currently mobile in Pelzer. 7-3 to everybody on the net. I'll be negative tonight.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred over in Pelzer. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. I enjoyed our QSO we had today on my way home from the airfield. It was good talking to you. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You drive safe. And next, that being Saturday night, the RF section of the net this evening will begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the letters A through D. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. You guys stay safe. And N4AHO, that's Doug over in Walhalla. Got you good from Walhalla tonight, Doug. Appreciate you taking time to be here. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize my neighbor, literally a stone's throw away from my house, KO4BDM, that's Jim over here in Taylor's. Taylor's and Greer come together right between our houses. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie and 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren, sounding good from Taylor this evening. Good to have you as night, Warren. Take care, stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
For DJW. Yeah, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Keller, and we'll stick around for a little bit of chat tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Appreciate you hanging around for Rag Chew this evening. Had a good Rag Chew last night. Hope we have another one like that tonight. And let's go ahead and bump it on up now to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begin with the letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4, DJW. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. So be sure, put it down on your calendar. Sundays at 8, 146.64. You're on 146.61 right now. He's on 146.64 on Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. So be sure and check in with him with that PL tone, 91.5. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy his net. And stick around afterwards and check into the SoScan TV net. That's always a good time, and good times had by all. You'll appreciate that, too, especially if you haven't done SoScan TV in the past. They've even got a place you can go look at what's being sent back and forth over the Internet so you can see the pictures on the SoScan TV. Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and you guys stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounded good as usual tonight, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in out of turn at WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. I missed my call. I was on the phone, so hope you're doing good, Dave. Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. I'll try to stick around for a few minutes.
4 DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee. Joe and Taylor's negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. I got you down for comments, Dan. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight. Be back to you in just a little bit. And KO4JQY, that's Joe over in Taylor's. You sounded good tonight, too, Joe. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, KB3, KBT, Doc Tater Hill Mountain. Negative and negative.
Kilo Juliet 4. Uniform Hotel X-ray. Jamie. Also Kilo Juliet 4. Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Short time. Thank you, Dave.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, like to recognize KB3 KVT. That's Doc over in Tater Hill Mountain. Good to have you as night, Doc. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie who's bringing with him. KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. Good to have you with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And KO4ACA, that's Bill. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Take care. Come back early and come back often. Appreciate you being here tonight. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begin with the letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
The DJW. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native. 7-3 to you whenever on the net.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt, up here on Lake Bowen in Inman. I'll be negative, negative night, Dave. 7-3 to you and all on the net.
4DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Stell. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Cole, please check in November 4, Whiskey, Hotel Mike, N4WHM. This is Bill in Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, like to recognize WG4MC. That's our Thursday night Net Control. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. You're sounding good, as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. K4OIM, that's a Tuesday night net controller who you will hear this Tuesday night. He's got his ham shack all set up now in his new home QTH. Good to have you with us tonight. Walt, you take care, stay safe. Appreciate you being here. K4OSH, and that is Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And N4WHM, that's Bill. He's over in Lake Hartwell. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you in Hartwell, Georgia. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we do have an EchoLink station. So we're going to let EchoLink stations go next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Oh, W4GJW. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn and Grey Courts. Yeah, checking in for EchoLink because I'm in the living room, not near the radio, so. No traffic, no round table, 73 for the nets.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KD2BNG, that's Glenn over in Grey Court, who's not currently near a radio and checking in via EchoLink. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. Good to have you using whatever means necessary to check into the net this evening. You make number 30, so appreciate you having here with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and bump it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. If you will you please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net. 73s to everybody.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KM4RGX. That's Carol over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope all's going well with you. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we made our way down to the patient group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good evening, everybody on this. Just check me in now. This is Plaster 1 Week 4.
Okay, KE4ZHF, Keith over in Columbus, has been able to make it into this net twice in a single week. Keith, you're making it in good. I can hear you solid. And there's a little bit of white noise around the edges, but I can hear you in the middle, just solid as can be. So appreciate you taking time checking this evening. Hope all's going well for you. Take care and stay safe. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Hello, Dave. No traffic, no roundtable.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XD. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KC4W. That's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you this night, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. K4XV, that's Tommy. He's over in southern Greenville County. Sounded good as usual, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking time checking this evening. Do stay safe. Take care. Appreciate you being here. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. Jeff down here in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody else on the net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, brother.
K-I-4-D-O-S, Gary. Also, K-3-J-O-Y. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, and Amy, and all on the net.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Mike Charlie. Name is Kelly. I'm located in a little town of Kayser, North Carolina.
Okay, that was a good group. Net control would like to recognize KO4JQX. That's Jeff over in Ware Place. Good to have you with us tonight, Jeff. Hope all's going well with you. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. K4CRL, that's Miss Linda. KJ4VLW. So I put J. Boy, I messed that one up. KJ4. Wait a minute, what am I doing here? Randy. KI4VLW. Okay. I messed that one up, Randy. Sorry about that. I'm going to clean up my database here before I mess up your call sign. KI4VLW, that's Randy. You were down in the white noise a little bit, Randy, but I was able to pull you out. KI4VLW, that's Randy. And KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They are over in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And sorry about me messing up your call. I typed it in wrong, but I knew what it was. I figured it out one way or another. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's bringing with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. K4HMC, that's Kelly over in Kayser, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Kelly. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor, checking in on Echo Link from Simpsonville. This is Walter.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4MWV, Walter, over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you just keying up there on Echo Link and jumping right in there, Walter. That's a set and direction that I hope everybody else will follow, right? If I don't look over there at that window every time in between, I'm liable to miss somebody that logs into there. So appreciate you just keying that up and stepping forward and checking into the net right from Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Hope you stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a really good formal portion tonight. This is the W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler. It's your turn, Harry. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, KC4EZN. Good evening again, all day. Well, don't have a whole lot more to add from last night. Had a pretty fun day today. We tested up here, and KI4VLW Randy is one of our team leaders. We had 14 folks show up, and all 14 of them went home with at least one of the things they came for, and one fella sat there and took all three tests and left as an extra. So that was a lot of fun, and we felt real good about that. And that was the fun part of the day. And then tonight I was watching an online, I've forgotten what they call it, the QSO Hamvention or something, trying to take the place of some of the bigger hamventions or whatever you want to call them, that have had to cancel out. And last year it was free, and I thought they put on a pretty good show. They got some pretty good sponsors. This year you had to pay a little bit, which wasn't an onerous amount of money. And watching some of these guys that were making their presentations, and what they had to say was very, very interesting. One of them was a little retelling of going to Pitcairn Island, and of course you got to see more scenery and stuff like that than you see in the magazines. That was kind of fun, but watching some of the presentations made me feel good about how we're doing with our online tech classes up here. Those folks learn a whole lot better than we are, and I kind of felt like they had a little bit more of an infrastructure going for them than we did. But anyway, there's a lot to learn about putting an online presentation on, and most of it has to do with the coordination, because when you've got a host hosting the meeting, and then somebody else is making a presentation, and they're making their presentation using PowerPoint or a video or something, somebody's got to do that. And that coordination is where the practice and stuff comes in. So I kind of felt like what we were doing was, I won't say it was great, but it was on par with what they were doing. And so anyway, that was my day. W4DJW, KC4EGN.
Well, Harry, that's definitely a good learning experience, right? Getting to see what you're doing from somebody else's perspective of doing the same thing. So you're getting to compare. You're going to compare and contrast and take notes and that kind of thing. I wouldn't think that they would be that far ahead. Sometimes it looks like it, but if you take a step back and you look at it, you guys got some good points too, I'm sure. And they do as well. And it's good to be able to compare and contrast like that with other people and take notes and that kind of thing. Everybody wins when you're doing that. So I'm sure you enjoyed it and had a good day. I had a good day, went out to the airfield, got to maiden an airplane for the first time in I don't know how many years. And it just walked down the runway until it got enough speed to just lift its wings up in the air and just took off and flew straight away. And then when it was time to bank and turn, it just banked and turned just like it was supposed to. That was beautiful. First time I've maidened an airplane in I don't know how long, years, many, many years, probably 10 years, I don't know. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Well, maybe not 10 years, because I was flying 5 years ago. It's probably been 5 years since I've maidened an airplane. But then Steve picked it up and flew it like there was nothing to it. And he greased the landing and came in and just barely touched the wheels on the ground, rolled up to a stop. So we had a good day. Any day you can walk away from the airfield with having flights under your belt and no crashes, a good day, Harry. Back to you. KC4EZN, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Well, a long, long time ago, I took flying lessons at a, not sure what the right word is, a person-sized airplane. And they kept telling the story that any landing where you got to walk away from the plane and fly it again the next day was a good landing. So, yeah, got a little bit of feel for that. I'm not real sure flying remote control, somehow or another, the coordination between your eye and your thumbs or whatever fingers are working those levers on your control box, that I think is a learned skill, just to get your brain, because I know I tried to sign my name with my mouse, and I could have dipped a chicken in ink and ran it across the paper and done about as well. So it's definitely a learned skill there, and I think a lot of fun. It's one of the things that I've thought about on occasion, and then it never went that direction. Anyway, sitting here trying to work a little FT8, and I'm really looking for Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters. Well, those are the last two states I need for work all states on 160 meters. And this is not the right time of day. The gray line is just barely off. It's not even up to Alaska yet. And I realize that come 2 o'clock this morning, things are going to change. But I have a funny feeling that propagation doesn't recognize daylight standard time and all that good savings time and all that good stuff. But my body will wonder where that hour went tomorrow. But anyway, that's fun. Anyway, that's about all I got here today, Dave. I kind of backed the dump truck up and gave you the whole load yesterday. I should have saved something for tonight. But anyway, we're bouncing back, and we're just 2 or 3 minutes maybe from the second shift coming in. Well, no, we're actually past it. My clock on the wall is slower than the computer clock. So anyway, we're bouncing back in your court and see what happened. And I say it was a fun day, very fulfilling watching all those folks go away. We got 14 new hams out there now, as soon as they get their licenses. And so that was a fun day. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry. Well, I haven't tried to sign my name with my mouse, but I have tried to sign my name with my finger. When the guys walk up to the door and they want you to sign for something, and I say, sign with what? And they say, sign it with your finger. Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. And they just grin and hand you their little tool that you got to sign a window with your finger. Anyway, it looks like chicken scratch. Just like you said, you could throw some chicken's feet out there on the ground and throw some chickens on there, and it'll look just as good. Anyway, I did get to stop by Tom and Bernice's on the way home. Bernice built some really good cake, like pudding, like pineapple stuff that was great. And I surprised Amy with it. I didn't tell her about it. She wanted me to pick up a Starbucks, so I went and picked up the Starbucks. And then I added Bernice's pastries in there, and it was really, really good. Anyway, I forgot to tell you about that. But 14 new hams, man, you can't beat that. You can't ask for more than that in one session. And somebody that took all three tests and passed them with all three in one sit-down, that's got to be somebody who makes a living doing that kind of thing. I've seen people do that, and usually, typically, they're the people that's what they do for a living, and it's pretty easy for them. They just have to learn some of the rules that they're not quite accustomed to, and all the other stuff is just their daily language that they speak every single day. So good for them, and good for you guys for getting them in through there. Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net. Look forward to doing it again the next time. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Tavo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KB4ZVM. That's Dan, sounding good from Greer this evening. Good to hear you when you check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Dan, missed you being here. Appreciate you sticking your head back in the door every now and then and saying hello. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Dan, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in Simpsonville. Dave, sound like you got a pretty good net going there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I wasn't expecting to be calling it tonight, but Nathan had to work tonight, so I kind of step in for him when he's got to work. But, yeah, not too bad. 42 check-ins so far. Second shift hasn't even arrived yet.
Yeah, I've been kind of lax here lately. I've been really, really busy every day for a couple of weeks now, and I hadn't got to check in too many nights. But I come in, as Gary says, showing my tard every day. So I come in, all I want to do is sit down and relax and drink a cup of coffee there and kind of take it easy for a little while. Over.
Well, I can relate to that. I've been doing a lot of cleaning up, cleaning out this room and build a library and moved all my stuff upstairs and moved all my stuff out of my office. And I can relate to your tired showing. When you start doing things you're not used to doing, you're all the time doing something. It does get, but you know, you really, really overall feel better anyway. You feel better when you're active like that, right, Dan?
Yeah, it keeps you going, and you know, you got things you got to do, and you know you got to do them, and if you spread things out throughout the day, you know, and when you get my age, you're gonna have to. You got to take your break every once in a while and catch your breath. And it don't take much to kind of get you slowed down there. But anyway, now that the warm weather's gotten here and everything, I'm gonna be back out here in this yard doing a bunch of yard work. I already started on some of it and got a lot more to go. I got fertilizer to put down yet. Got moss to haul and put down, and got some heavy work ahead of me here, over.
Well, the French have a saying, les grands esprits se rencontrent, which means great minds think alike, because I thought of that yesterday when the cat and the dog and me went out to the mailbox, and later we went, that was a front porch trip, and then we did a back porch trip at the end of the day. That was at noon after lunch, we'll go out to the mailbox. Usually the mail lady's already gone by then, so we make a quick trip out there and back. And the cat's usually just getting outside about time Maggie and I are about ready to go inside. And we made a trip out in the backyard afterwards, after the work day, and it was ended kind of early, so it was still daylight. Had about 30 minutes left of daylight. There was a possum out there, and that possum, it was bigger than the dog. Pretty big possum. Enough to make me stop, and when he started coming at me, I backed up. He came at me because he needed to get past me to get back underneath the back deck. So I decided, yeah, the grass is kind of high. Possum needs to be scared out of there, so I get the blower out, and I get the lawnmower out, and I ran the lawnmower over all of the yard, and I got the blower out. And by the time I finished, it was dark, and I figured he had enough excitement to where he's probably been moving out, and he'll be gone by then. But you're right. It is time to clean up all the winter's mess and get the yard back in shape again.
Roger that. Yeah. I cut some grass yesterday, part of it, and sprayed some more Roundup. I had already sprayed part of the Roundup, and yesterday I tried to finish it up. So I think I've got everything sprayed the first time, and that does a lot of my weed eating and edging around the edges and all. And so we'll see how that goes and see what happens from that. But yeah, it's just getting started. So I did finally get my mower down yonder and get it serviced. So I've got it back and it's ready to roll. So I'm all set, I hope, Dale.
Well, if you got your new batteries, I was counting up, I was tallying up the batteries I've got to go replace because it's been a couple of years. The lawnmower battery, the pressure washer battery because the rocking chairs need pressure washing, and I'm going to have to use that. And this year, I don't have to use a pressure washer every year. It's like every other year. And the lawnmower, I mean, the motorcycle battery is gone. It's dead. It's like on its third year, so it's time to replace it. But have you counted up the batteries you're going to have to replace this year, Dan?
Most of mine's gas operated. And now this big mower that I just had serviced, I told them to check the battery on it because it was down when I got ready to start it. And I had to charge the battery on it in order to get it going. But they supposedly checked the battery and all, said everything was okay. And I don't know if they put more charge on it or cleaned the post and all or what they did. But it was starting okay when I went to pick it up there. Over.
Well, good for you. This might be a year you don't have to. I haven't had to replace any batteries in a couple of years, but this is the year where it's all coming together. I'm going to get a fresh batch of batteries and be done with them. Last couple of years, the ones that have been going down low and not staying charged, I just jump them off. I'm not going to do that all summer, this summer.
Roger that. That gets to be kind of aggravating after a while. And I did that with one more there for a while just to finish out the season. And then just let it set till the next spring, and then I bought a new battery and put in it. And those little batteries I was buying up there at Walmart, I think they're called Everlast or something like that. Just a little lawnmower batteries. I only worn it for a year, I think, but I was getting about 3 years out of them. And I thought that was real good for a battery that only cost about $25 to $30 there over.
Well, I talked to those people up at Battery Bulbs and Plus, and I asked them if there was anything out there on the market that would do better than 2 or 3 years, and they said, not really. They said, you can pay something that you can pay. I mean, they'll take your money, and they'll tell you it'll last a long time, but they said, honestly, no. 2 or 3 years is about it.
That's about right. That's about the life of them. And, I guess if I get 3 years out of it, I've had an extra good battery. but anyway, I think a whole lot of it is keeping the post clean and be sure that the fluid stays in it. Don't let it run dry, and keep those battery posts clean so that it charges good and it starts good. So, but then a lot of people will get on one and crank it, and they'll just wind. And don't choke it properly or something like that. They'll run the battery down, and that's really hard on a battery there.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, it is. It is. You need to figure out what's going on there. I keep me a can of that ether, just in case it's something like that. Boy, that ether works really good. I had a one of those things that you pull start. It doesn't have a battery, but it crunches up leaves and it crunches up sticks. It'll crunch up a stick up to 3 inches in diameter. So it takes pretty big sticks and a lot of leaves. It turns leaves into dirt. It works really good for that. But you got to pull it by hand, and it's hard to pull by hand. So I went and got me a can of ether for that, and I've used it 2 or 3 times, you know, after a winter. And you go pulling on that thing and you can't get it to start. It only takes a couple of squirts of that. And when you pull that thing is going to fire off. And then you can just give it a little dab when it starts to wind down. Just give it a little dab. That'll crank it back up, and that'll get it going enough to get it cleaned out. And that runs really, really good. I haven't had to use it for the electric start ones yet, but works fantastic for the pull start ones that have big engines that are hard to get going.
Roger that. Yeah, that stuff is good. And I have used lighter fluid, too. You have to take the spark plug out, squirt a little lighter fluid in there, put the plug back in and pull the cord. And if it's firing, it's going to at least hit. And you might have to do it a couple of times to get it started. But that will start it most of the time. If they don't start with that or the ether even one, you might well just go ahead and park it, I think, girl.
Or take it up to a small engine shop and let them work on it. They got the tools to do it with.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. Okay, well, Dave, I'll let you go. I enjoyed chatting with you here for a few minutes, and hope the second ship will check in with you now. So, but anyway, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll chat with you again here before too long. If you happen to talk to Steve, tell him I said hello. You take care and have a great one. So W4DJW, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Clear with you.
Okay, Dan. Well, I enjoyed it. Good talking to you. Look forward to doing it again the next time. And yeah, if I talk to Steve, which I used to do, turn of the season is about the time I hear from him. Anyway, you take care. Stay safe. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4NH. I've already checked in, but I'll be more than happy to join in on the ride, too.
Okay, it's your turn. Go right ahead. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, W4DJW, this is KO4NH. Yeah, I joined in on the shoot a little bit. Y'all talking about batteries and stuff. I'm actually not surprised. Honestly, I kind of wish batteries last a little bit longer than like 3 years, you know.
Well, that's true. I talk to the guys that sell them all the time, and they said that they'll sell you something that's got a bigger number on it, and they'll take more of your money, but they're going to last 2 or 3 years when they're that small, when they're that kind of battery, and that's about all you're going to get out of them. How you doing, Fred? What else is going on in your world?
Hello, actually. I'm currently over at Magna Drive at my job. Just went ahead and clocked in while you two were doing the rag chew. I actually made my first contact not too long ago on the national call frequency. Got it logged down in QRZ. I don't remember the call sign off the top of my head, though. And I'm trying to get my father, KI4MRH, to come in and join these nets whenever he's available.
Well, that's good. Did you do that on the national call frequency for VHF? Was that like 146.52 or 146.58? I think it's 146.52 or might be 145.52. I'm not sure.
And called CQ on 146.52. Managed to get somebody along the South Carolina, North Carolina state line.
Well, that's really good. I know one of the radios they used to make made it so that they were listening over there, and they were listening for APRS beacons, and there was a thing that they would implant in an APRS beacon that told what frequency you were on. And when you heard another radio that was like that, they would look for that frequency, and if you had your radio set up, it would tune to that frequency for you. So it's listening on APRS. It gets an APRS message from somebody that's near you that's got a similar radio, that sends out a frequency that the other side of their radio is on, and you set your radio up to read that. Your radio would tune to it and hop to that frequency, and you can go give them a call. So I thought that was pretty ingenious.
I didn't even know about that. I've been using my base station. I'm going to have to see if that's actually a setting in it, but I'm going to have to give it a try whenever I get home. Right now, I kind of don't have the time. I also need to get a handy talkie, so I keep checking in through RF rather than Echo Link.
So how long have you had your ham license now?
Looking at my watch, it's been 12 days since my call sign's been issued. I actually took the test in February from the Spartanburg Club and managed to pass the test. Tried to get my generals, but I failed it miserably. But at least I know what to expect whenever I could take it to upgrade.
Well, don't let that discourage you. Keep trying. You'll get it. Keep trying. And, you know, you've got time between now and that next time to learn more about it, to listen on the HF bands. Have you picked out an HF radio yet, or have you already got one?
Yeah, I actually have a Yaesu FT-991A. I don't use it for HF right now. I don't have an antenna up for that, but I have the antenna at home. I just need to build it and put it up so I can at least get on 10 meters. But whenever I get my generals, I can go ahead and just use the same antenna for all the other bands, at least up to 40 meters.
Well, I was just trying to pull that up. I did a Google on the FT-991A, and it looks like they took me right to that radio. Oh, that's a nice radio. Yeah, that's a nice one. That one's got a waterfall on front, color display on front. That's a nice radio. You'll enjoy that when that upgrade comes through.
Yeah, I kind of already am. My father, who's already general class, was kind of the control operator for him for a little bit. Just mainly just playing around before I got my license, and that right there is actually the main reason why I went and got my technician, and eventually will be my general license.
Well, that's good. Where did you say you were at work?
I'm currently at my job. I'm actually outside walking around right now talking to everybody.
Well, that's good that you can do that while you're on the job. Sometimes I do that when I'm eating lunch because I work from home. I work at my desk, and I'll go unmute the radio because I got these little LEDs that go up and I can tell somebody's talking on the radio, so I can go pull up the mixer box and I can uncheck the mute button and I can hear what they're saying while I'm eating. Sometimes I even join in with them. So that's kind of cool when you can do that while you're working.
That's actually pretty impressive. Here at my job, we use Motorola radios, but I'm hoping to eventually get a different radio, at least to listen on the repeaters around here.
Yeah, that'd be nice if they let you do that. I don't know how flexible they are, but that would be nice. Well, I don't want to hold you up while you're doing your job. You got anything for us in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening?
That's all I got. 7-3 everybody on the net. I enjoyed this ride, too. I'm hoping to be part of it more whenever I'm actually off. I'll see everybody on the next one. W4DJW, this is KO4NNH calling clear.
All right, Fred. We appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of that and hope all goes well with you on the job tonight. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for Rag Chew? Have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd enjoy it, and I'm sure you would too. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.